You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Now, fall harvest brings us so many different kinds of squash. It's just wonderful. When you go to the store, you see all these different kinds. Butternut happens to be my favorite. And the question is, what do you do with it? I think a lot of people look at squash and say, and they walk right by, which is sort of unfortunate. But I'm also really excited to see that people are using pumpkins for more than just carving. But we have someone here today, our favorite stealth mom guest. That would be Catherine Katz, who happens to be French-born and raised foodie. She is a foodie, amazing chef. And she's wife of Dr. David Katz, also a mother of five. She's had a lot of experience in the kitchen, and she's going to help us figure out how to use those beautiful array of squashes to prepare delicious meals for our family. Catherine, you are our favorite. Just be sure to know that. You're just delicious, and we just love having you here. But
oh, thank you so much. I love being here and then sharing my recipes with all of you.
Well, it is. We're the winners here because we get to take them on and use them. And Caroline makes sure she posts them and puts them on Pinterest, et cetera, so that we can have them. But I just have to ask you, why do so many people just walk right on by all the displays of squash
and don't even
eat them or use them?
I know. I think one of the reasons is because they are a little intimidating when you see that thick skin and you don't know, what am I going to do? How am I going to peel it? And what's so nice these days, at this season, The supermarkets do the hard job for you. They have them peeled, cut up. All you have to do,
yep,
the prepackage, it's wonderful. So there is no more excuse. They're much easier than one would think to use. And in fact, we're going to talk about it. Even canned. There's wonderful canned squash or canned pumpkin, not to be mistaken with, you know, the pie mix kind of stuff that has all the sugar and salt and molasses. But just simple canned pumpkin, 100% organic, 100% squash. That too, you open a can, there you go. I mean, it is not as difficult as one would think. And really, like you said, it's just so good, so much variety, and so good for us.
You're so right. The stores are really making it a little bit easier for us. The first time I actually even experienced cooking squash was because I was going for peas and carrots, you know, the mix in the frozen,
yes,
aisle. And right next to it, they had butternut squash cut up frozen. And I said, I'm going to buy this, put it in,
yes,
my freezer, and when I find a good recipe, I'm going to use it. And that was my first time. And then from there, I grew the courage to actually buy, you know, a whole butternut squash and do it myself.
Yes.
But
and
it's a great way to start is in the frozen aisle.
The frozen aisle or even in the produce aisle. They have it fresh cut. You don't even have to wait for it to defrost. And I love that particularly. You mentioned the cut up butternut squash. I throw that in an oven, very hot oven, with a little olive oil and salt for about 15 minutes. It comes out like roasted, caramelized. I mean, right? I mean, do you need any more than that? It's just,
yeah,
throw in the oven and enjoy. So really, I really recommend that as well.
You know, you said...
I agree. I love the soup, though.
Oh, sorry, we're jumping, all jumping in, because it's so delicious to talk about this. I wanted to say that I think you're right. The thick skin is what people, and the irregular shapes, they just don't,
exactly,
know what,
exactly,
to do with it. But I just, and so if you're going to buy a fresh one, sometimes you have to peel them. And
yeah,
that gets hard I know that's hard for me for butternut squash. So give us some,
yeah,
easy prep ideas on how to deal with them.
Yeah, or sometimes you don't even peel them, like the acorn squash, for example. There are those beautiful little mini,
yep,
pumpkin-like things. You cut them in half horizontally. You take out the seeds, throw it in the oven, a little olive oil, a little allspice, a little salt, throw it in the oven. It comes out wonderful. Like almost you could put a little maple syrup if you wanted. It's just absolutely lovely, and there is, you know, no peeling, no nothing involved. It really, it's just simple, wholesome food that you just love to have because it's so delicious, but also quick.
Yeah. You know, you have a recipe about a pumpkin goat cheese and how do we say this? Pignola galette.
Pignola galette.
I mean, it just sounds so fancy and it sounds like it would take me all day to make it, but you told me otherwise. So tell everybody how easy it is to make this one.
So a galette is like a pie crust, but it's free form. So you literally throw it on there and it just looks rustic. But my galette, I actually posted a video of it because people have to see it to believe how quickly and how sure it is. You throw three ingredients in a food processor. So literally it's a white whole wheat flour. I love that flour because it has the fiber, yet it's lighter. White wine, olive oil, and a pinch of salt. You get it going in that food processor, and there you have it. It creates a ball that is so easy to spread. So you spread it on a cookie sheet, and then you put whatever you want on it. And one of the things that I love for pumpkin season is simply, you know, just organic pumpkin, canned, very simple, no added sugar or salt. Spray it with put a little pine nuts on there and a little goat cheese. Throw it in the oven. Oh, my goodness. People will think you really labored over it and that it's very fancy, but it's just delicious and easy.
Huh. You're singing my song. Delicious, easy, and they'll think I'm a real chef when it's,
I mean,
I guess,
right?
I just
the pumpkin,
your
pumpkin
easy
and
recipe. Soup, soup, soup. I'm a big soup fan, and I had mentioned before that I like using butternut, and that's when I think I have to peel it in order to make the soup. So clarify that for me, and I know you have several.
I have two particular ones that I love. One is I absolutely adore because it's a meal in one because it also has the protein in it. I hide red lentils in there, so you don't even know they're there. Not that you mind because red lentils are just delicious, but it gives it that creaminess while it gives it protein. And there again, I use the prepackaged, fresh, peeled, cut-up butternut squash. So again, throw it in there, little olive oil, onion, garlic, and then I spice it up with coriander, cumin, turmeric, and cinnamon. And then you just, process it, make it creamy. Oh, my goodness. It's just so yummy in the tummy. I mean, it feels as good for the soul as it is for your taste buds. And then, of course, there is the apple butternut squash.
I just love that trick.
Yeah, that I love. I mean, there's nothing better than a soup on a hot soup on a cold winter night or autumn night. I just love it. And there is also my apple butternut squash soup. I love that. That one doesn't have the protein like the one with the lentils. But the apples and the butternut squash and a little bit of apple cider is just absolutely luscious. So I think everybody loves that. And I like to serve that even as a little appetizer in a demi-tasse, you know, those little like an espresso cup. And you can serve it like that on a buffet table at room temperature. And it's so yummy. And again, more like an appetizer to me than a meal because it doesn't have all the protein, but absolutely delicious, just the same.
Yeah, no, it sounds amazing. And I know I've had that in restaurant before. And then I came home and tried to make it and found out that the homemade version was even better than the restaurant. So
exactly.
That was amazing. I really love your trick of adding the red lentils to your squash soup to make it creamier, because a lot of us, when you're first starting to learn, you start making these soups and you say, oh, it's so watery. What am I going to do? And instinct is to either add flour or to add cream, heavy cream. But those things are not adding any nutrients, and they're kind of going to really bump up on the calorie range.
Absolutely.
So by adding lentils, you added protein and so much nutritious. And that's why we love Catherine and love having her on our show. Thank you so much for being with us. I want to send everybody to your website. That's www.cuisinicity.com. Follow us on our Pinterest page because we'll put these recipes on there as well. Thank you for listening to us on theradiomd.com. Come back for our podcast. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.